already talk about UDP and TCP basically, the informal, what's above. Now we further deep down what's individual transport, the bit by bit from one side to other side. If something wrong, what will resolve this issue? So internet transport protocol, okay, is typically so-called best offered effort service. So best effort service, as I mentioned, like you got a hot potato, right? So you just throw away, which is convenient for you, you just throw away. So sometimes we call the best effort. So UDP, as UDP, we say that may be lost. So you send a packet, corrupt or lost, doesn't matter. You not really care about that, okay? Out of order of the application. So the good thing is because UDP usually is you do not have shaking, do not checking. So very fast, you less delay. Specifically, for example, you watching a movie, there are frame by frame. If this frame get lost, the previous one, next one, put together, in your vision, if very fast, you wouldn't detect what's the difference, okay? So that's the typical in the multimedia streaming data, we use that one. The connectedness one is no handshaking between UDP sender and receiver. Like, we already mentioned the HTTP, say TCP, why you have two RTPs? Because you need the handshaking. This one, whether I just throw away, whether you receive or not receive, I do not care. So we use the UDP, do not handshaking. This UDP sender handle independent of other, because even you are out of order delivery, I do not care. I send the first packet and the second and third, but the receiver maybe receive the third and the first and the second. So I do not care because they have no such requirement for me. So this is the characteristics of connectedness. So what is what's this statement? Some characteristics, no connections, nothing to delay. That means very beginning, we always say you have two RTP. The first RTP handshaking, right? The second RTP, then you send a request. So in this case, because you do not care whether your packet will be received or not by receiver, so you do not need the connection, nothing to delay. Send from local connections data and central receiver. Usually it's a small header size. So what this exactly means, most UDP, except as I mentioned, is for streaming video and something that's sometimes we call the lossy media. If you do not want any loss, you cannot use this one. Also some control things. For example, the system going down, I need to send a control message before remotely something. This type of control message usually size very small, maybe just one bit or a byte, each bit is a different physical means help you set up. Okay? So UDP can blast away as fast as you are with no congestion control. We will talk about congestion control in our next lecture. All right. So the datagram, basically, as I said, sometimes technology is abused, because engineer that will be repeated of external method becomes very short. If reliable transfer limit over UDP at limited reliable at the application layer and protocol layer, and this is beyond that. Okay. Now, we further go through that. We already actually mentioned like a particular polygon. We talk about the SNMP polygon using the UDP host procedure. Okay, this is the server. This is the client. So we have application layer. We have a process. The communication logical is through process. Process, right? So we have a socket both sides. Okay, so the sender action, this means from our application layer, you can see here, just put it there. Application layer, this is, you know, the message goes through the socket, the transport layer. The transport layer, then, because this particular, you typically call the TH, right? So this is more specific, this UDP polygon has a part in here. So then you create a UDP segment, okay? Usually original message plus the head part from our segment. But in some cases, you add an extra one, become a lock, you can partition as from the, for example, two message, two segments, three segments. This we'll talk about in the next, maybe in the third movie there about this, all right? So this is in here, actually, your original message. This layer, you already become a segment, okay? Pass a segment to IP, so-called IP, actually. Then move it layer, put to this layer, actually, you add an extra header part, then move the layer, header part, okay, HM, all right? So this in the end, it goes through to internet, to the receiver side, okay? The receiver side in the end, it got to the networking layer, the link layer because it's local, okay? It's here, then you demultiplex to the transport layer. The transport layer becomes here, then go to the, this, you see, receive a segment from IP. Check the UDP checksum kind of value. This one you are talking about next slide. Typically, if you are neighborhood, you know, from this router to the next router, or end-to-end, you know, you find your transmission, you have some, you know, we call the redundant bit. That's basically whenever you detect whether this is correct or wrong. So this is supposed, for example, this is supposed to be regular packet size, right? So I maybe add, for example, 8 bits, okay? So this 8 bit you have purpose. So that means this part, if this we call the redundant one, this is not part of your information, this is actually is overhead. But this one can help your transport with this bit, you know, is correct or not. If more, you can detect more bit. If just one, you can detect one bit is wrong and correct. If wrong, that means you can ask the sender, this sender, this packet again. So that's the purpose. Check the value, export to the application layer, and demultiplex it. That's it. Okay. Now we will specifically talk about what's UDP about. Okay. So in terms of UDP, you only need the destination for the number. Because the destination IP address is always there, and for the number you can send. Okay. So source port number, destination port number. This means the length, the basically your payload data things. So be careful, you have one particular field is checksum, is here 32, is quite a lot. So why we need to change checksum? Okay, means detect the errors in the transmission segment. For example, you transfer two numbers, one is 5, one is 6, right? So total 11. So you can read 5, 6, and 11 this Decembers are actually the same. It's 4-6 means 5-4. You something has different wrong. But the original sum, 11, also has a meaning. Okay. So then the receiver side, maybe doing some simple mathematical calculation. 4 + 6 = 10, or equal to 11. So that means something wrong. Okay. So this, according, I think this extra bit, they are helping you check, which is specific error. If single bit, you can, you don't need the energy transmission, okay? Rather than the receiver side, you do a correction in the receiver side. If you receiver side cannot correct this correction, the receiver side will tell the sender, okay, your message is not correct, okay, you please send me, okay? So that means the kind of clear. Then if not a deeper, then they need to send again. So, transmission content of UDP segment, okay, as a segment of 11 in integers, checksum add use one's complement sum to do that. Checksum will call the UDP checksum field. Receiver, this so called field, as I said, 5 + 6 = 11 is there. Also said, receiver calculated checksum of the server segment. If the compute segment checksum equal checksum field value, then if identical, the receiver value put together also 11, that's fine. Okay. No equal error detected. Okay. If error detected, as I said, you have two strategies. One is you are able to correct. Okay, just a single bit, you have this, we call it fault tolerance strategy. The technique can recover that original bit. But in some cases, you can send the sender again. Say, okay, you send me again, this is not correct. Here, we use example to demonstrate. But this one, as I mentioned, in the later, your network layer will give more and more effect of detection. Suppose you have two 16-bit integers. The first one, second one, you're doing addition, 0 plus 1 equals 1, 1, 0, 1, 1, 1 equals 1, 0. Okay, so there's a 0, and this increases here. And one, okay, this is first one, the second one you add together, but the most significant bit is here. You should remove, you call one component that you should move to the bottom, to here, this right. So then this is not one, one, because zero, you increase by suddenly interrupted. Paul asked Alice to repeat what she said. This is the typical case. You know, that's the equivalent of here. You send a message to this side. This side, you know, the presentation say, oh, this is not correct. Then you send out again. So, what is the problem? If Paul hadn't heard Alice for a while, you know, just couldn't hear of that. So for you guys, make a phone call, you know, suddenly the others have lost the voice or something. So either the internet broken down or interrupted, you turn off and redial again. That's the typical reaction. Is Alice just being quiet, just not answer your question from the other side, or above Alice lost the reception because the network is broken down, half of the world just came from talking. Maybe Alice should be arrested and say, I'm still here. And that's what I said. You know, if you got a phone, you do not tell the other side, maybe you are there, maybe you are not there. You know, how do they know that? This is a typical situation. We need answers, right? So, what's a typical case? You can say, ask you whether you can hear me. Okay. This is called an app. Means a positive answer. I'm wrong. So sometimes you could say that please repeat that again. Please speak again. This is called a lack. Non-acknowledgement. Okay. Another issue, as I said, about the big talking and it's losing tongues. Maybe lost. Maybe some. So in this one, for example, Bob maybe the other 5 minutes, okay? In 5 minutes, he will hear Edison just hang up, okay? Hang up, or maybe we send it again. So the transmission by sender, after receive a non-act from the receiver, that means you got a wrong message. Sometimes you never receive, in this case, you never receive, you hang up. Okay, so this give us some hand how to design our protocol to make this communication reliable. You know, whether the other side is broken down or kept silent or whatever. Okay, so we start from a very simple case. The reliable template is like the sender side, you have sender process. In the receiver side, you have receiver process. Right, both sides have process. You suppose this application there, in your transport layer, you use TCP, this is supposed to be reliable, getting your message from this side to this side. Unfortunately, okay, so this you can go down further because this in the transport layer, we check the transport layer going down is network layer. Network have a singular transport, maybe it's interference or other situation, electricity, this transfer from here is unreliable, okay? If unreliable, you need this reliable. How you deal with this situation? Alright, so the complexity of reliable data transfer protocol will depend on quality and characteristics of unreliable channel loss. It means corrupt, it means one become zero, zero become one, the order of data, okay, the actual order of original one. So the sender and the receiver detect the error and says please repeat again. That means the receiver side able to detect the error. That's a good thing. You just reset again. But be careful. You reset and you incur extra delays, right? Sender retransmit the data again with corrupted, not correct. Overall, those channels with a bit of error. Some data are missing, some data are corrupt. Receiver detect the error, but cannot always detect the loss. Okay? So sender must wait and acknowledge it. Once you send it a particular person message, that person always send you act means yes, I received acknowledge. If it's a none, means got a wrong. If you cannot receive the end none, then what do you do? You maybe use another mechanism to determine. All right, okay. First, we talked about the very naive protocol. Do this, auto stop, and wait protocol. Okay. So you can see the very first case. This is sender side, this is receiver side. Okay. Sender side send the packet number 0 to receiver side. Receiver received the list. Okay. Sender acknowledgement. Because be careful. This put the packet number. Which because you can send the pipeline. Many packets. So after all, you don't know whereabouts. This is just only 1 or 2. Okay. Send the packet. I received. Okay. Then. So set stop and wait. Okay, you send after video acknowledgement. Once you receive the acknowledgement, send the next one. Right. So in this case, no loss. Idea is not perfect, but in practice, this maybe not. Okay. Now we call you have a packet loss. So for example, the sender first time send receiver received. Okay. The second time, send the packet 1, but in the packet 1, during the calls, haven't reached destination yet, lost. Okay? So in this case, the receiver, they don't know whether the receiver will receive or lost. They have no idea. So you may be just waiting, okay? You have set up time bound, for example, after 5 seconds, I couldn't get the acknowledgement. I will send again. Okay? So this means from the sender side, you lost. Actually, the receiver never received your thing. So you have a time up here. So that's the very first that we know loss. That's the target loss in the source side, sender side. Now we look at the receiver side. Okay? So the packet really sent to the receiver. Then on the road, this acknowledgement message lost. So in that case, for the the sender, they're always waiting a certain period. Come up, okay? Then I said okay. All right. So for this, seems this strategy works. Do you find any problem for this one? Do anyone have any ideas? So one is from the sender side, okay, lost the receiver didn't got it, right? I put the timer out and I send again. Then the receiver did receive the packet. Then send a command back, but on the road it is lost. So I also use the timer out. So this is one situation in the world, but in fact you can imagine if this reply maybe take 3 minutes. You are send out this time after 2 minutes. So that means actually this on the way in the end which you premature time out, you earlier, right? You send out again. So that's the issue. So this is called premature time out. Because suppose you in this point you need same packet you send twice, also maybe three times you incur the extra delay and the resource consumption. So this is not good. All right. So this since stop and wait is worse, but you can see you always waiting on the other side, either sender side or receiver side, or in the center taking the timeout. The timeout taking also a technique, you know. Not always, because the network is dynamic change. Sometimes many customers use, sometimes it's empty. So the timeout was sitting at which point is a very challenging issue. So this is not work, okay? Now people are thinking about the window we have better. First of all, we find that, in terms of each domain, okay, this may be okay. But in mathematically, we need a value, quantitatively, typical utilization. Utilization, what is the terminology defined is fraction of time sent or received. That means you send data to the other side rather than waiting and doing things during that. Here we use the example. Suppose you have a link is 1 gigabit per second, right? You have 15 milliseconds propagation delay. You have 80,000 meter of packet. Okay. So in terms of transmission delay, this packet that you have 80,000 bit, this means 1 gigabit per second means transmission rate. That means 10 to 9 bits per second. Okay. In the end, you've got 8 microseconds. Okay. 1 second equals 10 to 6 microseconds. Okay, now we look at this operation. We will use this quite a lot in the future, okay? You need to understand what this diagram exactly means. Okay, in the very beginning, right, you always say send a single packet, okay, or something. You start from here to the destination. This first bit, that packet will arrive. Okay, this is the last bit that means receiver already got your packet, then send you back acknowledgement until you receive. Okay, so you can say then repeat the next packet send and so on. Okay, so now Sender, the very beginning is the same. You can each time you can send an end packet in top line. But in the selecting repeat, each you know, packet with a timer, okay? Receiver set an individual ad for each packet. So in terms of mechanism or you know, the complexity is more complicated. In that one, the central side only maintain one timer, okay? Until this is the oldest ad are sent back. That is why you can, you know, each individual up to n timer, each correspond one packet, you know, individual is the difference with the left hand side protocol. Seven maintain the timer for each unpacked packet, okay? When timer expires, we transmit all the unpacked packets. Alright, so we go to the very first one, go back in. So what it means, go back in, means if failure, you can, you know, the rest of this part of central, you're supposed to do it from the oldest failure point, the retransmit again, okay? So, we window or up to in, so called window, you can like, you can treat it like a slide window. Okay, so for example, we have packet 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay, for example, each time on 4, this is your window, right? If this is already sent, then I start from here, 4. Then if this successful, is successful, I can from here. So this is like a sliding window. The length, sometimes we call the length. Our size, whatever, in this case is 4. In time, four packets can do it that the same way. So be careful, consecutive transmit by the anchor packet, keep the sequence number in packet header. So, as I said, each of these, in the very first example, you already saw that stop and then we see the packet 0 and packet 1, then packet 0 and packet 1. So in this case, you can say only one single bit is 0 and 1. So in general, the window, you know, how many packets you can do, you use how many packets you can communicate. How many? So you can up to 2K, right? This is several. Alright, so look at this diagram. You should really understand what it exactly means. Okay, so as we mentioned, the window is a slice window, okay? You can see the green one is the packet. Packet around the order. If you imagine your number, 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, okay? So 1, 2, 3, 5. But here, the window side already 4. Okay, so in this case, all the green one from the very beginning, okay, the green one means already act, means I have already received a successful transport. Currently window is, you got, for example, N, for the you have N packet. The yellow part means you send your packet out already, top line one by one. Okay, you haven't got received the acknowledgement yet. The blue area means you have remaining you can send in this bench. Okay, this bench, for example, here you have still have 6 to send. Once, for example, this yellow becomes green, means you receive. So the window slide move to here, is right? So that means we call a sliding window above. Okay, so this is the diagram we're talking about. So accumulate the act carefully, Just the last time, the oldest one failure, you send it. Okay.